I'm back again to the theme of poetry. One of the first that I wrote to clarify certain points for myself, you must realize that the openness, liberality, and variety in poetry and today was nothing at all that way, nowhere near that way in the 30s and 40s when this poem was written. And I wrote this in defiance of the highly formal and constricted manners and methods in which poems were written in those days. But the spirit of it, I think we've all caught up with that spirit now. Anyway, here's the poem. Get the gas works in a poem, and you've got the smoke and smokestacks, the mottled red and yellow tenements, and grimy kids who curse with the pungency of the odor of gas. You've got America, boy. Sketch in the river and barges all dirty and slimy. How do the seagulls stay so white? And always cawing like little mad geniuses. You've got the kind of living that makes the kind of thinking we do. Gas works, smokestack, whistle-tooting wisecracks. They don't come because we like it that way, but because we find it outside our window every morning in soot on the furniture, and trucks carrying coal for gas, the kid hot after the ball under the wheel. He gets it over the belly all right. He lies there. So the kids keep tossing the ball around after the funeral. So the cops keep chasing them. So the mamas keep hollering. And Papa flings his newspaper outward in disgust with discipline.